I'm Lou Dobbs, and this is Thinking Independently. One of the things that's happening is we're seeing a lot of folks, as I said, signing up and registering as independents. In New Jersey, which happens to be my home state, where I've lived for 25 years, just outside of New York City, now there are more unaffiliated registrations than Republicans or Democrats. Think about it. There are more. And this follows a national trend, folks, and I'm obviously, as an independent, I take great interest in this and great pride in what I'm telling you. But nationwide, 43% of all Americans are now identifying themselves as independents, and that is more than either the Republicans, obviously, or the Democrats. And I think it is one of the most important developments in the political environment of this country in decades. It is, we can focus on lots of things as an important shift in the body politic, in the political economy, but none, I believe, is more profound than what I'm telling you right now. The rising empowerment of independent candidates across the country, and it's going to have a major impact in the 2010 elections. It may have a major impact in today's elections. We'll find out. But here's what I had written. I was talking about in a number of books, I had called for the registration of everyone as an independent to prove to the Democrats and the Republicans that their respective national committees couldn't take you and me for granted. And so I've been begging people to do that. Here's what I had written in Independence Day, which is a bestseller that I wrote last year. Independence Day, Awakening the American Spirit. On page 9, I wrote, quote, "I believe that only the energized, active engagement and participation of our citizens at every level of politics and government will change our national direction. We will succeed if the vast majority of us can reject partisanship and end what are nothing more than brand loyalties to the Democratic and Republican parties, and replace those partisan brands with a passionate commitment to our ideals of independence and equality, to the common good and the national interest."